While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom. Algorithmic bias is literally determining who gets hired, who gets healthcare, and who gets housing. Maya, you've been tracking this for months.
Alex, I'm going to keep it real with you. This isn't just bias. It's digital redlining on steroids. Last week, I talked to Jin, a gig driver who's been fighting these algorithms for 3 years. Jin, tell them what happened.
The app started giving me fewer rides after I complained about safety issues. My acceptance rate was 98%, 5-star rating, but suddenly I'm getting requests 30 minutes away during rush hour. The algorithm buried me for speaking up.
And Jin's not alone. We've identified similar patterns across multiple platforms. Amara, you used to work inside these companies. What were you seeing?
I watched engineers build efficiency metrics that systematically punished workers who took bathroom breaks. The code literally tracked time between rides and flagged inefficient drivers. When I raised concerns, they said it was optimizing the platform.
See, that's what gets me heated. They'd be talking about optimization while folks can't pay rent. Jin was making $800 less per month after the algorithm targeted him. That's rent money. That's food money. That's survival. The data backs this up completely. We analyzed 50,000 gig worker profiles across three major platforms. Workers who filed any complaint saw their earnings drop by an average of 23% within 2 months. The correlation is undeniable.
Which is why we're building a class action. These aren't neutral systems. They're employment discrimination hiding behind code. Jin's case is textbook retaliation, but proving algorithmic intent is the challenge.
Let's break this down sector by sector. Employment is just the beginning. Amara, what about healthcare algorithms?
It's worse than people realize. I reviewed code for a major insurance company's risk assessment tool. It systematically scored black patients as lower priority for preventive care, using zip code as a proxy for race.
Hold up. They using zip codes? That's the same racist nonsense from the redlining days, just wrapped in an algorithm. My grandmother couldn't get a mortgage in certain neighborhoods. Now her granddaughter can't get proper health care because of her address.
Lee,
the health care disparities are staggering. Our analysis found that algorithmic care recommendations resulted in black patients being 40% less likely to be referred to specialists compared to white patients with identical symptoms.
It's all connected. When the app cuts my hours, I lose health insurance. Then the healthcare algorithm sees I'm uninsured and marks me as high risk for non-payment. It's a trap. Exactly. These systems talk to each other. Your gig economy rating affects your credit score, which affects your housing applications, which affects your job prospects. It's a digital caste system.
Speaking of housing, we've seen tenant screening algorithms reject applicants based on patterns that correlate with protected classes. How do we fight this?
First, we gotta understand these algorithms ain't smart. They're just racist patterns dressed up in math. When a tenant screening app rejects someone for risk factors that include having multiple jobs or moving frequently, that's targeting working class people of color.
I've seen the back end of these systems. They buy data from everywhere. Social media, shopping habits, even what phone model you use. An iPhone user gets a different risk score than an Android user. It's economic profiling.
Our study of 10,000 rental applications found that identical income profiles resulted in different approval rates based solely on data proxies. Names associated with certain ethnicities saw 35% higher rejection rates.
My cousin got rejected from 3 apartments because the algorithm flagged her for instability. She's a traveling nurse. She moves for work, helping people during COVID, and the system punishes her for it. This is where legal strategy matters. We're not just suing individual companies. We're challenging the entire ecosystem of data brokers and algorithmic decision makers. The Fair Housing Act applies whether discrimination happens by human or machine.
But these companies claim their algorithms reduce human bias. How do we counter that narrative?
Man, listen, when they say reduce human bias, what they really mean is automate historical racism at scale. An algorithm trained on biased data just makes discrimination faster and harder to see.
I sat in meetings where executives genuinely believed they were creating fairness by removing human judgment. They couldn't see that their training data contained decades of discriminatory decisions.
It's crucial to understand that algorithms don't eliminate bias. They launder it. When we analyzed criminal justice algorithms predicting recidivism, they essentially encoded the biases of past policing practices.
Let's talk about that criminal justice piece. These predictive policing systems are affecting entire communities.
We're seeing algorithms determine bail amounts, sentence lengths, and parole decisions. A study showed that Black defendants were twice as likely to be falsely flagged as high risk for reoffending compared to white defendants.
Y'all know what makes me mad? They got algorithms predicting where crime gonna happen based on where police arrested people before. So they send more police to Black neighborhoods because that's where police already were. It's a racist feedback loop.
My neighborhood got labeled a high crime area by these systems. Now delivery apps charge extra fees, rideshare prices surge automatically, and some services won't even come here after dark.
The interconnection is deliberate. I've seen internal documents where companies share risk scores across platforms, get flagged by one algorithm, and suddenly you're paying more for everything from food delivery to car insurance.
Our research tracked how algorithmic decisions cascade. One high-risk designation typically triggers negative outcomes across 7 to 10 other systems within 6 months. It's algorithmic redlining at scale.
So what's the path forward? How do we dismantle these systems of digital discrimination?
First thing, transparency. These companies hide behind proprietary algorithms like it's some secret recipe. Nah, if your code affecting my life, I got a right to see how it works.
That's why we're pushing for algorithmic accountability laws. The EU has GDPR, but we need stronger provisions that specifically address discriminatory algorithms. Companies must prove their systems don't discriminate, not wait for us to prove they do.
From inside, I can tell you the only thing that changes behavior is consequences. When I suggested bias testing, executives asked about the cost. When regulators started fining companies, suddenly they found the budget.
We're organizing too, drivers, delivery workers, warehouse workers. We're sharing data, documenting patterns. When hundreds of us show the same discrimination, they can't claim it's isolated.
Community-driven auditing is essential. We've developed tools that let affected communities test algorithms themselves, documenting bias in real time. The evidence is powerful when it comes from those experiencing harm.
Tell me more about these community tools. How do they work?
It's like this. Instead of waiting for some study to tell us we're being discriminated against, we collect our own evidence. Screenshots, data exports, pattern tracking. We become our own researchers.
I help design open source tools that detect algorithmic bias. Users can input their interactions and outcomes, and the system identifies discriminatory patterns across the community. It's collective intelligence against artificial intelligence.
We use it for the gig apps. When someone gets deactivated or sees their earnings drop, they log it. Now we can see it's not random. It's targeted at workers who organize or complain.
The data these communities collect is often more comprehensive than academic studies. They're documenting lived experience at scale, creating undeniable evidence of systematic discrimination.
And it's admissible in court. When we show judges pattern evidence from hundreds of affected people, it's harder to dismiss than individual cases. Collective data becomes collective power.
What about the companies that claim they're trying to fix these problems? Are any making genuine progress?
Some talk a good game, but when push comes to shove, they choose profits. I've seen companies hire ethics teams just to ignore everything they recommend. It's performative justice.
There are engineers who genuinely want change, but they're constrained by business models built on extraction. You can't fix algorithmic bias while your revenue depends on exploiting the vulnerable.
They offered us a driver advisory council, 8 drivers out of millions, no voting power, meeting quarterly. That's not accountability, that's theater.
Our analysis of corporate bias mitigation efforts found that without external pressure, regulation, litigation, or organizing, voluntary measures resulted in less than 5% improvement in discriminatory outcomes.
Which is why litigation remains crucial. Companies respond to financial liability. When discrimination costs more than prevention, suddenly they discover ethical AI.
Let's talk solutions. What would real algorithmic justice look like?
Real talk. It starts with power. Affected communities need decision-making authority, not advisory roles. If an algorithm impacts your life, you should have a say in how it's designed and deployed.
We need mandatory bias testing before deployment, ongoing audits during operation, and immediate remediation when discrimination is found. Not in 5 years, not after more studies, now.
And consequences for harm. When an algorithm unfairly deactivates a driver, there should be immediate reinstatement and compensation. Right now, we lose income while fighting to prove the machine was wrong.
I envision public algorithmic utilities, essential services like housing, employment, and healthcare, using open, auditable algorithms designed with community input and oversight.
Legally, we need a comprehensive Algorithmic Justice Act. Clear liability for discriminatory outcomes, mandatory transparency, community oversight powers, and a private right of action for those harmed.
Some argue this would stifle innovation. How do you respond?
Man, if your innovation requires discriminating against Black and Brown folks, then it ain't innovation. It's just high-tech oppression. Real innovation would be creating systems that actually work fairly for everyone.
I've been in those rooms. The same companies claiming regulation kills innovation somehow innovate just fine in Europe, where rules are stricter. It's not about ability, it's about will.
They innovated ways to track my bathroom breaks but can't innovate fair pay algorithms? Please. They optimize what they care about, and worker dignity isn't on that list.
Studies show that diverse teams and inclusive design processes actually increase innovation. The constraint of fairness forces more creative and robust solutions.
And let's be clear, civil rights law already applies. We're not creating new restrictions, just enforcing existing protections in digital spaces. The Constitution doesn't stop at the algorithm.
As we wrap up this series on justice across society, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
These algorithms ain't inevitable or unchangeable. They're choices made by people with power, and we can demand different choices. But it takes all of us pushing back.
Document everything. Test these systems. Share your data with researchers and organizers. Individual experiences become collective evidence, become systemic change.
Don't accept that's just how the algorithm works as an answer. Algorithms work how people design them to work. We deserve systems that respect our humanity.
Stay informed, but also stay connected. The solution isn't individual resistance, but collective action. Join organizations fighting algorithmic bias in your sector.
And know your rights. Discrimination is illegal, whether it comes from a person or a program. We're building precedent with every case, creating protection for everyone.
This month, we've explored justice across education, healthcare, employment, housing, and criminal justice. The pattern is clear. Algorithmic bias isn't a bug. It's a feature of systems designed without justice at their core. But as today's conversation shows, people are fighting back, building power, and demanding algorithmic accountability. The future of justice requires all of us. Thank you for joining this critical investigation.
And remember, they want us to feel powerless against these machines, but we built them. We can rebuild them. Justice ain't optional. It's essential. Keep fighting, y'all.